Okay, so last week we dealt with the more, shall we say, philosophical aspects of this Gemara. But the truth is that there is a halachic discussion that emerges from this Gemara as well. So just remember, the Gemara had said, right, this is the first line, "Kidatanya lo yochal adam shum batzal mirosh el me'alav." You shouldn't eat onions or garlic from the top, from the fruit rather, from the whatever vegetable root, but from the leaves. If you do, you're a glutton, for lack of a better word. And similarly, you shouldn't chug your cup in one shot. If you do, you are a guzzler. And then the Gemara says, if you chug a cup in one shot, so you're a guzzler, shneim derecheret, the normal way to do it is two, and shlosha migase ruach, and if you do it in three shots, so then that is pretentious. So, one of the, you know, besides the philosophical things we dealt with last week, there is a very important halachic discussion which emerges, which is the following. The halacha is that, you know, let's say you were to drink a cup of water over the course of an hour, right? You would sip it in little sips. So you wouldn't make a bracha achron on it. Because you need to drink a cup of water, you need to drink in order to make a bracha achron within a certain period of time. Now, what is that period of time? So it's very hard to figure out what that period of time is, but one of the proofs, right, the Mishnah Berurah looks at our Gemara and he says, well, I have a clue. Right, namely, the Gemara tells you that the normal amount of time it should take you to drink a cup of whatever, of liquid, let's say it's wine or anything else, right, which we'll come back to in a minute, is two gulps. So if that's the case, and we only make a bracha achrona when you drink something in the normal way, so maybe you only make a bracha achrona if you drink a revius within, right, the amount of time it takes you for two gulps. Otherwise, it's too spread out. I mean, and he sees this Gemara as his template. And what I want to do just first is just to quickly look through this discussion. So if you look at number one, Shulchan Aruch tells you that there are really two positions. They didn't want to get into the whole sugya. I just wanted to show the relevance to our sugya. But really, the sugya emerges out of a sugya in Krisos. But Shulchan Aruch says as follows. This is talking about the on Yom Kippur. So on Yom Kippur, the halacha is, right, that in order for you to be liable, you need to drink the shir. You need to drink the, there's two, because it's in double sided. You need to drink the proper amount in a given period of time. If not, you're not liable. And as we know, if someone is sick and he or she can't fast the whole fast straight, but would be able to drink or eat what we call shirin, right? Drink less than the amount you'd be liable for. Right? So let's say every 10 minutes they'll have just under a kikusev asagasa, right? So whatever they'll have, right? They'll have, let's say, an ounce. Let's just throw out numbers here. Right, an ounce every 10 minutes. So that's better than breaking the fast straight out, because one's only liable when they have the sufficient quantity in a small enough period of time. So Shulchan Aruch says, Shasa mad v'chazav v'shasav, you drink a little bit and then drink a little bit more, im yesh mitchilas shtia rishona atzov shtia acharona kidei shtias revias mitztarfin likishir v'imlavein mitztarfin. So the first position in Shulchan Aruch is how much time do you have? So the first position is the amount of time it takes to drink a revias. So it, according to the first position, Shulchan Aruch and Yom Kippur, if you want to drink and not be liable, so how long does it take you to drink a revias, right? 3 ounces, let's say, 3.3 ounces. 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, I don't know. If you wait 60 seconds, which is clearly more time than it normally takes you to drink 3 ounces of water, so then you are not liable. So what you should do is have, you know, let's say 2 ounces every minute, and you'll be fine, right? You'll be clear. The Yeshomrim Shashir Seiruf Ashtios Kedechilos Proskedate Seiruf Achilos. Alternatively, others say, and this is Machlok Rishonim, that it's not the amount of time it takes to drink a revius, which is, again, however many seconds that is, not very long. It's rather the amount of time it takes you to Kedechilos Pros, which is the amount of time it takes to eat, right? A right? The pros quantity of food, which the poskim argue is somewhere between 2, 4, 9 minutes, depending on how big you think, right? Depending on what you think your shear is. And the Mishnah Berurah just notes, V'yesh omrim milashon mechaber mashma de'ikar kideya rishona. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch seems to think like the first, that you have to drink it with the amount of time it takes you to drink 3 ounces of a liquid. Of a prichadosh v'agrachas de'ikar kideya shnia. But the prichadosh and the grah think that no, in order to be liable, you're liable even if you have it within, let's say, 4 minutes. Let's, you know, say that that's what Achilles Pras
is. The review here the same review that you would hold on Pesta, or do we hold one the machmir?
I mean, well, it'll be more machmir. Let's assume we would do l'chomra. I mean, fundamentally, yes, it's the same review, but we always go l'chomra on everything. So whatever it is, right, let's call it 3 ounces. 3.3 ounces.
L'chomra, we mean it was smaller.
Smaller, so right, obviously smaller.
Or bigger for
correct.
Okay.
Always. Ber Halacha says as follows. Muchach mizeh, dimash shah bishas ashtia u bechal ashir, v'ein tzarech sheshir shtias revias, bein shtia l'shtia. So it sounds like this, from this, that you have to drink it, not drink the amount of time it would take a revias, and then drink again, right? It's not that the gap is the amount of time it takes you to drink a revias. It sounds like from beginning to end, it needs to be the amount of time that a normal person would take to drink a cup, right? So if a normal person doesn't chug, right? So if you don't chug, how long does it take to drink? Let's say 10 seconds. Then we'll come to exact numbers in a second. Right? But let's say a normal person, they're drinking a cup, they don't chug it, right? They have it in 2 gulps. So how long does it take? I don't know, 10, 15 seconds to drink a cup. So then that's how long we're talking, right? We're not talking that the gap is 15 seconds. We're talking about from the beginning to the end. You do it the way a normal person drinks. The point is that if you wait, right, you drink this in more time than it takes a normal person to drink a revius, you're not liable. And this is even if you don't pause. That's even if you drink it, right, you never take it away from your mouth, and you sip it very slowly, but it takes longer than a normal person would drink a cup. In 4, now moving from Yom Kippur to Hilchos Brachos, Mishnah Berurah tells you, again, as I mentioned before, the same thing is true by Bracha Achrona. In order to be allowed to make a Bracha Achrona on a drink, you need to drink it in a short enough period of time that a normal person would drink it in. So how much time is that? So here the Be'er Halacha says, you know, the only hint I have is this Gemara here in Beitza, and the Paralam Psachim. It says, Ayin Belecha Mishnah, Berek Beis Melech HaZasor Halacha Dalet, V'tavin Mashinu Halashim Milekaman, Tzimin Tev Shreishud Beis. You know, it said, you want to understand this, you got to go, you got to compare Yom Kippur and Brachot. V'nirali, Distam Shtiyas Revias, Misharinen Kederach Shtiyas Bnei Adam. Both for the purpose of Brachot, meaning, in order to make a Bracha Achrona, and for liability on Yom Kippur, the way we assess how long you need to drink that cup in is how long does it take a normal person to drink? And what is that? How much time is it? So now he goes to our Gemara. The only clue I have in Shas is this Gemara. She'enu shosem v'vas achas, kiyem b'shtei pamim. A normal person doesn't chug it in one gulp. Why? Shumitas derech eretz. Because the halacha is, or the derech eretz is, to drink a cup in 2 gulps. And therefore, how much, if you want to make a bracha achrona, so you don't make a bracha achrona if you drink your cup in 3 gulps. Or if you have exactly a revius, let's say 3.3 ounces, and you drink it in 3 gulps, so then you don't make a bracha achrona because you didn't drink it. You drank it too slowly. The normal time is exactly 2. And on Yom Kippur, you take a cup, you drink it in 3 gulps. The Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah is, you're not liable, because 3 gulps is too slow. Right? The normal is 2. Right? That which the Rambam says, you drink a little bit, and then you wait, and then you drink again. That from the beginning to the end is the amount of time it takes you to drink revias. Said, What he's talking about is where you don't wait more than this time. And when he says you don't wait, if not, they don't combine. It's if you wait even more, a little bit more than that time. He says, what does it mean that you pause a little bit? What makes you not liable? If you wait more than normal people wait, so the Mishnah Berurah looks at our sug and he says, I got it. The average person, right, takes 3 ounces of water, he drinks it in 2 gulps. How much time does he wait between each gulp? He doesn't sit there like this, right, and say, okay, I had 1 gulp, and then drink another one immediately. A normal person, how long does it take him to drink 2 gulps of water, right? So it takes him, I don't know, right? Whatever it is. I mean, you can look at the, right? I gave you a number 10, right? I don't know where they get these numbers, but Moshe Feinstein says it takes a normal person 60 seconds. I don't know if that's true, right? A normal person, they savor their water. I don't know, right? Maybe. Rebelsky says 30 seconds. Rav Asher Weiss says a few seconds. I don't know. He said, I don't know how long it is, but it's definitely not 60 seconds, right? But whatever it is. And for me, based on our sugya, the Mishnah Berurah derives 2 very important halachos. He says, you want to make a bracha achrona, right? So, right, very simple. You take your Kiddush cup, right? You want to make a bracha achrona, right? Havdalah. Right, let's take Havdalah. Right, you want to make a bracha achrona, you have a perfectly sized Kiddush cup. It has exactly a revius. Are you allowed to make a bracha achrona? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, very simple. If you drink that 2 gulps in the amount of time a normal person drinks a cup, so let's say 15 seconds, naniach. Right, a normal person, if he has 3 ounces, he drinks a gulp, waits a second or two, and finishes off the cup, he downs the cup, you're allowed to make a bracha achrona. If you have a few ounces, right, and then what do? You pour it onto your onto the cup to put out your Havdalah candle. Right, and you put your cup down on the table while you do the whatever people do. Right, they put their fingers in it and put it in their pockets or whatever,
in their ears,
either ears, their pockets, whatever, you know. Especially Sephardim of all types of interesting minhagim. Right, it blesses your money, it blesses this, whatever. Right, you put it in your eyes, it blesses your vision. I don't know. Right, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't make a bracha achrona. Why? You only make a bracha achrona if you down those 3 ounces, the amount of time that it takes a normal person to take a gulp. Wait a few seconds, drink the second gulp, and finish the cup. That's it. You wait more than that. You don't make a bracha achrona. And, right? What? No, he said, no, that Havdalah is, and that's not a normal thing to do. During the week, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but the point is, for bracha achrona, you determine it by how long does it take a normal person to drink a cup. And he says, how long does it take a person to drink a cup? Well, our sugya says, 2 gulps with a little bit of a gap in between. That's it. Right? Again, I don't know why Ramosha said 60 seconds, Rebelsky says 30 seconds, but whatever it is. And then the bigger chiddush, not just true of bracha, this is true in Yom Kippur. Right? According to Mishnah Berurah, on Yom Kippur, right, if you want to drink, pachos mikashir, right, you're dehydrated, but you can last. Right? You don't need to gulp down 10 ounces of water. According to Mishnah Berurah, if someone gets a psak, you should have pachos mikashir. So if you paskin like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, what you can do is literally sit there with a kiddush cup, a 3 ounce kiddush cup, right? Gulp, wait 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, gulp again, right? Refill it, have half the cup, wait 30 seconds, according to Rebelsky, finish the cup. Refill. By the time you refill, and you could keep doing this, right? Mamish, within a 5-minute period, right? You could drink 5, 10 cups of 3 ounces, and you'd be exempt. You would be not liable. And where does he get it from? Our sugya.
And those people that you mentioned, they seem to pass me like the first day, not like the second
day. No, it's all within Revius. It's all Kshteis Revius. They're all defining, right? They're defining Kshteis Revius. Right? This is not a... Right? For brachos, yes. Right? For Yom Kippur, it's machlokes, whether we go achilas pras or not. They're talking about brachos.
Okay.
Right? But, I mean, they're just saying the shir. But if you apply it to Yom Kippur, then yeah. Right? Now, again, the Mishnah Berurah notes that according to the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin k'dei shir's revias.
Right.
The Gra and the Prichadosh don't. But definitely b'shas hadchak, right? According to the Mishnah Berurah, and again, where does he get it? He gets it from Marsha. Yeah, Howie.
It's actually a question for Sam. He's a doctor here. Can you physically take two cups without taking a breath in between?
No, so no one says you can't. You don't take a breath.
So then it can't be a few seconds, like Rav Asher White.
No, why? A few seconds? I mean, one second. No, it doesn't wait 1 second. How long? Here, let's say this is, what, 2 ounces, yeah. Right? Do it, fine, and then... Again, the whole thing. How long did that take? 10 seconds? 15 seconds? Nah, like... It's not 60 seconds. It's not 60.
Okay.
It's not 30 either.
I know, but the action that you did it was not the normal action if you're going to drink normally.
If you drink a cup of water, that's not true. You wake up, when I wake up in the morning, and you know, I mean, this is hard, seltzer, right? Seltzer's harder. But if you have non-carbonated water, then you take a little bit of cup. I'm sorry. If you go to a Kiddush club, right, people take their shot glass, they chug it, they refill it, they chug it again, right? The whole process takes, I don't know how long, right? It's not like
In terms of Bracha Achrona, let's say you had 6 ounces, so you're allowed double the amount of time and still...
So again, you'd have to have, at some point in that, you'd have to have at least, let's say, 3.3 ounces right. Within, right? You'd have to drink at least half, you know, the 3.3 ounces this way.
Right.
Right?
And then any excess, you can take extra.
Yeah, right? Meaning you become liable, you become obligated to say a Bracha Achrona as soon as you've consumed at least one revias, right? It could be the first, it could be the last, doesn't matter, right? You could start by sipping, right? Meaning if you have a 6 ounce Kiddush cup, so you could sip a little bit, right, for the purpose of Bracha Achrona, right? You could sip a little bit, pour it into your Kiddush cup fountain, right? And then clear the rest of the cup, and then you'd be chayv in Bracha Achrona, and that'd be fine,
oh, I see.
Right? It doesn't matter. It could be the beginning, it could be the end. The point is that at some point, 3.3 ounces will have to be drunk in this way.
Even though it may take longer to drink the rest of it, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Okay, so how do people make a Bracha Achrona for Kiddush?
Well, you don't usually.
On the bench.
Right, you don't. Right, but the fact is that you have to, according to Mishnah Berurah, right? Well, really, according to everybody, right? You need to down it in this time, right? Again, Moshe gives you a little bit more time. He says 60 seconds. You know, again, is the reason he says 60 seconds because he assumes, like Howie, that the average person sits there and they savor their water? Maybe, I don't know, right? It could be. If you're very refined, you savor your water. I don't know. Okay, fine.
Kiddush on Shabbos, a sit-down Kiddush. I know in Israel, for sure, a lot of people have obviously Kiddush long before lunch.
Yeah.
They have a Kiddush, they make Kiddush, and they have Mezoinus.
Correct.
And
correct. And the halacha is if you want to make a Bracha Achrona, you better have had at least a revius of that wine in without a too long of a pause.
You mean in Israel? The Hashkamim in Yeshir does that.
You the Hashkamim here. Anybody.
Right.
And then the answer is you can't make a Bracha. Correct. And the answer is you can't make a Bracha Achrona if you just sip the whole time. Right? If you've sipped it and you never had a moment at which you drank a revius in the short enough time, in Achonami, you don't make a Bracha Achrona.
Even if you intend to drink the entire time.
Doesn't matter. Right? Doesn't matter. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Why is Yom Kippur and the Bracha Achrona halachas lumped together? That one is for one, one's for the other.
So, they might not be.
I could argue against it.
Okay, they might not be. Meaning, Bracha Achrona is clearly Shtiyas Revias, right? Yom Kippur is either Shtiyas Revias or Achilas Pras, which depends on the Gemara in Krisos.
Conceptually, we all know that's a big sham on Yom Kippur. Because if any of us... took and drank the way you're saying with each urim, we'd feel fine. It'd be like any other day of the week. I mean, it would be a little bit annoying. We'd have to wait every minute or two or three. But there wouldn't be any inui nefesh. You need to know
that. Correct.
Once you do,
that's subjective. You know, when mm-hmm. when my wife was pregnant with her first, you know, we talked to a rabbi. He was a hospital chaplain. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Neuberger was in Einstein at the time. So he said that, you know, he could quote halachas right and left, but his experience is that most pregnant women that try shiurim, it's worse for them. And it's more, you know, it's more torture to do it that way than to try to fast. So
now, the truth is, now, let's be fair, that the majority... So from experience, I think most poskim on Yom Kippur, because we are always machmir, will tell people doing shirim not to do it the way, not to rely on Shachar, but to rely on the Gra. Right? They'll say, wait, right, every...
Achilles
Pras.
4 minutes.
Right? To 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever they'll say. Most of them will take most machmir, right? They'll say 9 minutes. Have, you know, what most poskim say, because they want to be machmir, right? They want to make sure that you stay under the shear, is they'll say have take a shot glass, a 1 ounce shot glass, fill it with, Ray Willig usually tells people, look, once you're doing shiurim, there's no reason to do it with water. You might as well do it with soup, right? Or like a smoothie or something that has calories, but it's shtia, because shtia is easier, and do, you know, he'll say, have a shot glass every 9 minutes, right? That, you're not feeling satiated on that. That'll drive you nuts.
Yeah, but it's not an Inui effort.
Correct. No. Okay. So that's so. Okay. So let's for okay, parentheses for a moment. Right. Yom Kippur. Let's be clear. The poskim are pretty clear about the following. It's mostly clear the following: if you eat shiurim, you were not makayim v'nisim is nafshar seichem, but you didn't violate the isur achila. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what the poskim say, and therefore the poskim say you didn't fast. You just weren't chayv kares. Right? The reason we tell you to eat that way is not because you're now fasting, it's because the general rule in Torah is that machilino so hakal akal, is that whenever you have to violate halacha for pikuach nefesh or whatever, if possible, we give you the least egregious violation. So they say, in a hanami, you're right, this is not called fasting, but it's not called eating either, right? There's a middle state, right? You're right, but again, the issue here isn't... And then that's what the poskim say, right? They say you're not mekayim inui, but you didn't violate it with a formal act of achila or chayv kares. It's called machil naso akal akal, right? We try to do it in the least stringent way possible. Okay. Rav Asher Weiss does not like this at all, and he says in five, and he says amna af shalvias daiti ein divrei gemara sham inyan l'nida didan. He said, why are you comparing these two gemaras? The nira pasher shel amru kein el b'shtias yain. He said, first of all, As I mentioned in passing last week, it's a machlokes haposkim. When we say you have to drink a cup in two gulps, is that all drink or is that only wine? Right. So Mr. Brewer is assuming it's all drinks. That the normal way you drink any drink is two gulps. Rashi White says, no, it's only wine. It's a very specific halacha, right? Wine, when you sit down to this formal thing, if it's a cup of water, you can chug it in one gulp, right? If you're having a... I don't know, liqueur, right? So people have liqueur in, you know,
five, six,
right? He says, what, you know, that's just normal. It's a wine thing. The lobishtiz mashkal shadam shosa litzamo, not things that you drink because you're thirsty. The odluk bida elavishosa kosa bavazachas lo ikbida ala shosa revias bavazachas. He says, besides, I'll prove it to you more. What is the halacha? The Mishnah Brura assumes that what does our Gemara mean? It's not menschlich to drink a revius in one gulp. He said, who said that? It says koso, your cup, right? Because the point is you're filling your cup. It has nothing to do with a revius. If you have a big cup like this, so you could have two reviuses in one gulp and another two reviuses in a second gulp. Right, the halacha isn't you can't have a you have every 3.3 ounces, you have to divide into two. Right? Either the Mishnah Brura just misread the Gemara. It never said you can't have a revius. It said you can't chug your cup. That's the point.
Manners.
What?
It's manners.
Yeah, it's manners. If you have a big cup, you don't chug it in one gulp. This isn't about shiurim. This isn't about, oh, I have 3.3 ounces. I have to divide my 3.3 ounces into 1.6 and 1.7. What are you talking about? He says, what is this? The ikrak pei the shein zem midas derech eres lishtos kol kosa b'vasachas. Right? The Mishnah Brura is applying formality to what's fundamentally a non-formal Gemara. Uve MS, he says, I'll prove it to you. Chilgujam b'psachim, b'nkos kadil likata. In the psachim one, not in the one here, but the one in psachim that we saw last week says that it depends how big your cup is. If it's a really big cup, so in a chanami, you can do it in five gulps. If it's a shot glass, you can chug it in one. The Shalach, quoted by the Mishnah Brura, says a small cup is less than revias. Achmi komakam near denak peida b'shoz revias vazachal mikos gadol. The issue here isn't drinking 3.3 ounces. Ikrak peida b'shoz a koso b'vazachas b'dok b'zeh. The point is, don't chug your cup. Achmi komakam vadem mistabrik devrim l'chora pashu b'shir shtias revias ein inyana l'zman shadam yachal lishtos revias el l'zman shabderach klal on the main and he shows revias. He said the Mishnah Brura, despite the fact that I disagree with him formally, he's basically right. Meaning, the point in Brachos is that How much time do you have to drink a drink? However much time it takes you to drink a drink. I don't know, whatever. Right? And that's what it is. He said, I'll prove it to you. When it comes to food, right, you have to eat a kezayis kedei chilas pras. And when we formulate that halacha, what do we say? It's wheat bread and not barley bread. Mesav ocho beliftan. It's the type of bread that people normally eat in those days, which was wheat bread. Sitting down, eating it with a dip. Why? Because that's how long, that was the way people ate it. There's not, average eating, reclining. So what do we have? So Rav Asher Weiss says, so let's just summarize what we have, right? In two possible places, we need, right? There are two relevant halachas here. One is Yom Kippur, where there's a machlokas. How long do you have to drink your cup on Yom Kippur to be liable? So one possibility is the amount of time that you have for eating, k'dei achilas pras, 2, 4, 9 minutes, whatever. The other is how long does it take to drink revias. By bracha achrona, everyone agrees, you only say a bracha achrona if you've had a drink and the amount of time it takes a normal person to drink something. How much time is that? So the Mishnah Berurah tries to formalize it and say, well, the Gemara says that derech eretz is you drink your cup in two gulps, and therefore, how much time is kedei shtiyas revias? Two gulps with a normal pause between them, which is whatever that is. Ramosha is saying 60 seconds, Rebelsky 30 seconds. But Rav Asher Weiss says, and this is where you see, right, the line between the quasi hashkafic Gemaras and halacha breaks down, because Rav Asher Weiss says, wait a second. Mishnah Berurah, in order to interpret the Gemara that way, had to make several assumptions. First of all, that the Gemara thinks the derech eretz applies to all drinks, but it doesn't. It applies only to wine. Second of all, the Mishnah Berurah thinks that it's a formal Gemara. Namely, when we say don't drink your cup in two gulps, it means don't drink a revias. But he said, no, this is derech eretz Gemara. This isn't about 3 ounces, 4 ounces, 5 ounces, 2 ounces. It's about manners. If you have a shot glass, so then you can drink it in one. If you have a 10-ounce, 12-ounce cup, so you drink it in five. It's about your cup, because it's about manners. Manners is looking, right? You know, no one looks at a measuring cup and says, oh, on your cup, there's 12 ounces. You should have that in exactly four gulps. Right? No one says that. That's not the point. The point is, does it look like you're being a guzzler? And therefore, he says the Mishnah Berurah is comparing apples and oranges. Now, he admits that how different is his sheets of the Mishnah Berurah's? Lamaisa, quite similar, right? Because realistically, you know, the difference is going to be a few seconds, right? Meaning, in the end of the day, he agrees. How much time does it take? Kadesh Diaz Rivias, whatever that is, which is the amount of time that a normal person drinks.
Well, in Besablia Machazigel Rivias, then, you know, in practical terms, it's really one gulp.
Right, but it's not formally. It's how much time would a normal person do it?
So that's what I'm saying. That practically, the average person can swallow revias in one gulp. That's how big your throat is. So what the Gemara could be saying is that if you swallow as much as you can in one gulp, then you're a guzzler. So you should
correct. Right. I think that's a fair point. So again, Rav Asher Weiss says, look, Lemaisa, his numbers are not going to be so different than Mishnah Berurah. But Toch Kedei's analysis, a few important things come up at our sugya, right? One is this question, what is the Derech Eretz? Is this a wine halacha or all drinks? The second is, what's the Derech Eretz? Right? According to Mishnah Berurah, the Derech Eretz is, don't drink 3.3 ounces in one gulp. Rav Asher Weiss says, no, it's when you have a cup. Don't sit there, you know, and holding it up until you've drained the whole thing. It's not about ounces. It's about, right? It's just about what does it look like?
But he seems to be suggesting it's a subjective rather than objective standard.
So it is somewhat subjective. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why don't we paskin that way? It basically depends on the individual.
Well, I mean, no, it's not purely subjective. It's one of these things where we go by Adam Benoni. Right, we go by the average person, but you know.
But you're going to say something else. What? Why is it the same for all drinks? and he seems to apply that it's
for certain grade. So, okay, you want to jump to it?
How long is it between coffee?
Okay, so let's skip to it. Just because you said it, let's skip to it. The big shaila is the following, right? The big shaila halacha l'maisa is, okay, fine. Let's assume that this is true. But how do we judge this amount? Do we say, in order to make a bracha achrona, you need to drink something, you need to drink 3.3 ounces in the amount of time it takes a normal person to drink 3.3 ounces? Or do we say, you have to drink this drink in the amount of time that it takes a person to drink 3.3 ounces of this drink? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, do you make a bracha achrona on hot drinks? Right, because coffee and tea, if you think that, what does it mean? How do you make a bracha achrona? Only if you drink a drink in the amount of time that it takes the average person to drink the average drink, then obviously you're drinking a cup of tea, you're drinking a cup of coffee, you never make a bracha achrona, because how long does it take you to drink a boiling hot cup of tea? Right? More than 10 seconds. More than 60 seconds, right? You start chugging your hot tea, your hot coffee, right? You're going to burn.
But you could leave two-thirds of a cup of tea until it cools off.
So Alan's correct that, well, let's finish the thought and then we'll come to what he says.
Why use the hot tea example? Again, we're using the wine example.
You could use whatever, but where everyone asks this is by hot drinks, because by hot drinks, by definition, people take a long time. Right? This isn't a question now of 5 seconds more, 5 seconds, right? This is a difference of you sit sipping your tea for 15 minutes, which is more than Shtiyas Raviyas by every, you know. So some poskim say, look, you drink tea in way more time than it takes you to drink 3 ounces of water, so you never make a bracha achrona on tea, assuming you drink it all slowly. Mm-hmm. Other poskim say, no. Kedei Shtiyas Raviyas means, how much time does it take me to drink this drink? So, water, you have 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 60 seconds. Tea, you have 15 minutes to drink a cup, because that's how long it takes. Now, most poskim assume the former. That in order to make a bracha achrona, or at least they're choshesh for the former, that how long is kedesh tiyas revias, the amount of time it takes you to drink the average drink. So what does that tell you? That tells you that you drink a cup of tea, you're not allowed to make a bracha achrona. What's their suggestion? Their suggestion is what Alan says. They say, well, here's the suggestion. Drink half the cup, or two-thirds of the cup, or whatever, right, slowly. By the time you get to two-thirds of the cup, the bottom third, the last 3 ounces of your cup, is lukewarm. So chug the last revias, and then you can make a bracha achrona. But that's because of this question. If you look, I just gave you the summary in 11, the Shari Tshuva, right, this is an old question already. The Shari Tshuva says, this is regarding coffee. It says, Ayin ber heitev, Vayin berish kazav shagon, Mofes hador bal bate kuhuna, Begon yad aron, Shira shemanichen atchen titztani. He said, bate kuhuna said, that he's seen that what do people do? Exactly what Alan said. Because they're not sure what to do, so when they're drinking coffee, or hot chocolate, or hot tea, they wait, they drink the majority of the cup, but they leave the last 3 ounces until the end, until it's cool enough to chug, and they chug it. Because why? Because, right, if you were to chug the hot drink, right, you wouldn't make a bracha achrona. Why? He said, because if you drink the hot drink, you chug a hot coffee, you wouldn't make a bracha achrona, because that's weird. Right? Then you're not supposed to do that. So what do? They wait till some of it cools down. He says, I don't get this. Obviously, you have to make the bracha rishona. Let me just skip down to it. Go down to like the four lines from the bottom. And he says, Vigam Yesh Lomar. He says, I'm not sure this is true, because you could say, Vikavan de Derech Shtiyasa Bikach Lo Chashiv Hefsik. You could say that no, Kadesh Tiyas Revias isn't determined by how long it takes you to drink the average drink. It's how long does it take you to drink this drink. And when you drink tea, But you drink coffee, it's normal to take a long time. He said the Taz has this discussion in terms of whiskey. Said, and since it's a suffix, he would encourage you to create a situation, right, where you, after you've had a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, you either drink the last few ounces or you drink another cup of water, right? Because he said it's a real suffix, and therefore you should bring around a situation in which you're vadai chayiv. Now, there are all types of middle positions, right? Poskim say it depends on whether you hold the cup up to your mouth the whole time, right? If you drink, put it down, drink, put it down. So that's not the minute, that's not the maximum, that's not the normal time it takes to drink. Right, the normal time is how long would it take you if you were drinking constantly? And you would see, Rav Lichtenstein was very makbid on this. Like, he would sit there with a cup of tea or coffee, and he would not put it down. He would just keep in his hand to be machmir for that shita. But this question of coffee and tea, again, comes down to this question. Is, once we've established Kadesh Diaz Revias is the amount of time that it takes a normal person to drink 3 ounces of water, is it that, in order to make a bracha achrona, you have to drink any drink in the amount of time it takes for the average person to drink the average drink, and therefore you never make a bracha achrona on hot drinks, unless you do what Alan said, and leave the last 3 ounces till the end, once it's cool. Or do you say, no, each drink is judged by itself. So water, the average person drinks 3 ounces of water in 15 seconds. And beer, the average person drinks in, I don't know, I have no idea, I don't drink beer. But whatever it takes, 20 seconds, half, 30 seconds. Tea, 3 ounces, takes 5 minutes. Right? Hot tea takes 5 minutes. And each thing, it depends on its local, on its local context. Howie, well, you had a question?
I was just going to ask about this money, so I'm going back to the other.
Oh, I just threw out a few there. They're, you know, I don't know exactly where they came up, but they don't have sources. They just.
But is it possible that Rabbi Asher Weiss's money is based on one, as David said, that you could have 3.3 ounces in one gulp?
No, it's not in one gulp. He says not in one gulp, but he said even so. You know, he said, so he says in the rest of the
tshuva.
What?
Based on what he said in five.
This is only part of the tshuva. No, he just says. No, in the rest of the tshuva, he tells you what he thinks. He said, look, I just don't understand that. He said, even if it's true that it's the amount of time an average person takes to drink, who takes 60 seconds to drink 3 ounces of water?
Right. Oh, but he's okay, so he is still saying it's 2 gulps.
Yeah. He's not saying you have to chug it. He's just saying, still, even in 2 gulps, the average person drinks it in
a few seconds.
He says, I don't know exactly how much it is. I just know it's not 60. Right? He says, I don't know how much it is, but it's whatever it is, a few seconds. Okay. I just gave you in 6, 7, 8, 9, just to just quickly just see the halachos that are relevant here. So the Rambam says as follows. Achol ma'at, right, the three times that this comes up are in, there are several other contexts where this comes up, right? One is Yom Kippur, one is Truma, one is eating not kosher. So the Rambam says in Shvi'is Asur in Yom Kippur, he says, "Achol ma'at v'chazer v'achal." If you eat a little bit, then you eat a little bit more. "Em yesh mitchilas achila rishona atzof achila achrona kidei achila shalosh beitzim harei ilum mitzarfes l'kashir." So when it comes to eating, if from the beginning to the end is the amount of time that it takes to eat 3 eggs, meaning a pras, so then they combine v'vlav ein mitzarfes l'kashir. Shasa ma'at v'chazer v'shasa. So when it comes to drinking, if you drink a little bit and then drink again, "Em yesh mitchilas shtiyah rishona atzof shtiyah achrona kidei shtiyah." If there's amount of time from the beginning of the first to the end of the end, the amount of time it takes to drink revias, so they combine. If not, not. Number 7, in terms of truma, achal v'chazer v'achal, shasa v'chazer v'shasa. If you eat, again, this is like for a non-kohen who's not allowed to eat truma, right? When do you become liable? So again, you eat and then you eat a little bit more, you drink a little bit more. Im yesh mitchilas achila rishona atzof achila achrona kedei achilas pras, u mitchilas shtia rishona atzof shtia achrona kedei shtia zrevias harei u mitzarfen kazayis. Again, the same thing. In when dealing with not kosher food, in eight.
This one they agree with the Gra, right?
He's correct, the Gra paskins against the Rambam.
Right.
To quote the Gra, right, if you look at the Gra says the Rambam contradicted a Gemara, and therefore, right, Eich Nelam, right, Midivrei Rabbeinu, right, Gemara Mefureshet or something like that, right? It's a Gemara in Krisos, and therefore he says, nah, you know, I don't buy. Yes, the Gra paskins against the Rambam because he says I paskin like the Gemara. What is? Who's calling me? Nope, nothing important. In 8, in terms of not kosher food, he says, if you drink, you know, wine of non-Jews a little at a time, or you melt down chametz on Pesach, or fat, and you swallow it a little at a time, or you drink blood slowly, if you wait from beginning to end, the amount of time it takes to drink revias, mitzdarfen, v'lav ein mitzdarfen. Now the Radbaz in 9 says as follows, v'ikul medek Allah, came in the shir ashtia revias, v'shir shahia k'deshtias revias, heichim ishtachas lashtahe ashtia v'ashahia k'deshir ashtias revias. Right, in the, in the first two halachos, right, the Rambam sounds like, how much time do you have to violate the Isser? It's from beginning to end, the amount of time that it takes a normal person to drink a revias. But when it comes to eating non-kosher food, that's not what he says. He says, if the gap is the amount of time it takes to drink a revias. So let's say it's 15 seconds. Right? In the first two halachos, he says, you're liable if the whole drinking, waiting, drinking process from beginning to end took 15 seconds. In the third halacha, he sounds like it's 15 seconds in the gap. So let's say 3 seconds to drink, 15 seconds to wait, and 3 seconds to end, which is 21 seconds. Right? So the Radbaz says, which is it? Right? Is it start to finish the amount of time the average person drinks a revias, or is it that you can't wait longer than the average person waits? Right? So is it 15 or is it 21? So he says, V'yesh lomer, d'mishkach azlei, d'migameya, gimeya, k'derech hasovim azolim, v'shir shtiyas revias, hainu k'derech hashosim b'nachas. So he says, it depends. There's two ways of doing this. Right? One way of being liable is to drink, let's say the average person, it takes 15 seconds to start to finish. 3 seconds, 9 seconds, and 3 seconds. Right? That's how the average person drinks 3 ounces. So if you do 3, 9, 3, so then you're liable. But there's another way to do it, which is 1, right? 14, right? 13 and a half and half a second, right? Right? Meaning the two drinks you drank unnaturally fast. So he says, if you do it the first way, so then the whole thing from start to finish, right, takes about the time of Shtias Revias. But he said you could get into 15 seconds with the gap being almost the time of Revias also. How would you do that if the beginning and the end was a super chug? Right? But the point comes down to the same thing. That fundamentally the Radbaz thinks that for all halachos we need Shtias Revias, the sach hakol time is the amount of time it takes you to drink a Revias. There are two ways of doing that, right? The whole process is normal, right? You drink 3 seconds, you wait 9 seconds, you drink 3 seconds, or chug, wait a long time, chug. Doesn't matter. The point is, from beginning to end, it has to be your 15 seconds with the caveat that we said before in terms of coffee and tea, where you have this big machlokas haboskim, you wait the amount, right? You have the amount of time that it takes the average person to drink tea or coffee, or you wait the average time that it takes for the average person to drink specifically coffee and tea. Okay. That was topic one. The other topic is also not so long, but I don't think we're going to get it in the next few minutes. So, so basically, what I have from here till the Mishnah, right, just to outline what we have. On this source sheet, what I have was something we skipped in the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah had dealt with the question of when you shecht if you shecht meat in the field, so you're not supposed to carry it on a pole, which is just very, very weekday-like. You're supposed to bring it in small pieces. Now, this is part of a broader discussion, which is important on Yom Tov in general. Which is on Yom Tov, right? Even though we allow malachot, we still don't want to ruin Yom Tov. So the Gemara in several places deals with the question from different angles: what's called ruining Yom Tov more, right? Because let's say you have to schlep something. There's two ways you could schlep it, Right? One way is to schlep the whole box in one shot, which it ruins Yom Tif at the beginning because you're panting by the time you get that heavy box in. But on the other hand, you do it once, and now everything you need for Yom Tov is right there. The other way is to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to take this. I don't want to look like I'm panting. So instead, I'm going to walk back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth 100 times, right? So each time, you look leisurely. But if I watch you for the next hour, right, you look like you're not relaxed, right? You're up and down the stairs or whatever, right? You're back and forth from the shed, right? So the poskim take this and several others and say, well, when you have a choice on Yom Tov, and you have to schlep things, right? What's the better way of doing it? Is the better way of doing it schlepping it in one shot, getting it over with? Or is the better way to do it in many shifts, knowing that that makes you, the Energizer Bunny, just that at no moment are you panting and heaving, right? Or is the answer, we try to balance somewhere in the middle, right? You know, not too much. And this is just a general halacha. So that's what we're going to, that's one topic. The next issue right after the two dots is Ein Hasuma Yotze V'Maklo. Right, once the Gemara gets into the question of things you're supposed to do to avoid looking weekday-like, so the Gemara gets into an interesting discussion of a blind person going out with his walking stick. When is it us or when is it mutter? Which is a very halachal maisa discussion, right? In terms of in walkers and canes and things like that, and under what circumstances in mutter on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, things like that. So I put that on that source sheet, and I think I had one other mini. Yeah, I had one more at the end. But basically, there's three mini topics on this section of the. Right, I skipped in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, but it comes up in the Gemara only here. So next week I'll bring this and the other source sheet, and again, it's three small topics. So we'll do one, we'll do two of them. I don't know.
On the first topic, we don't connect it to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah was talking about an emergency where the animal is a sakana.
Well, that's going to be the question. Is right? Our Mishnah is talking about an emergency. The question is that typical? Right? Can we learn from this one? And that's what we're going to have to see. Is there's three Gemara that you need to compare. Right, they all imply different things, and then you just got to figure out how do we square all of them, and that tells us halacha l'maaseh, what do we do? And again, there's two other little topics that will take us to the Mishnah. It'll either take us 1 week, probably 2 weeks, to get through the three mini topics, and then we'll see what we do, whether we go on to the next Mishnah. But at that point, we're at Tisha B'Av, so we'll see.